A whistleblower complaint to the IRS alleges the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is hoarding billions of dollars in a tax-exempt investment fund that hasn't been going to charitable works as required by federal law, and has misled members in how their tithes are used. KUER's Caroline Ballard spoke to Washington Post reporter Doug McMillan, who helped break the story, and started by asking, what is known about the whistleblower?
It's a man named David Nielsen, and he worked as an investment manager for a number of years inside the fund called Ensign Peak Advisors. You know, I think he had kind of a crisis of conscience. He was concerned that church members who were barely able to survive were being encouraged to pay their tithings when they couldn't even pay their rent or couldn't even pay for their electricity or water or kind of basic life necessities. And he was concerned that this is being deceptive to members, and that in the end, the church should be doing more with its huge stockpile of wealth to help people like that.
In your headline in the story, you use the word misled, that the church misled members in what it was doing with their money. Is that based on what you've heard from church members, or is that your interpretation of what happened?
Yeah, so this is very much part of the allegations that this whistleblower is making. So one of the specific allegations is that in at least two instances, the investment fund that has tens of billions of dollars, part of those assets are from church member tithings. And this person is alleging that this tax-exempt fund paid out some of those funds to for-profit arms of the Mormon Church. So in one case, they paid out $600 million to Beneficial Life when it was hit by the financial crisis, which, if true, that potentially would violate the terms of its tax-exempt status. And, you know, what he's saying is that the church repeatedly told its members that it was not using tithings to pay for the Beneficial Life. The other example was the building of the mall in downtown Salt Lake, that the City Creek Center, when it was being built, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints told members that their tithings were not being used to build that operation. However, this whistleblower is pointing to a document that he provided to us that shows this investment fund used $1.4 billion from its tax-exempt fund to help inject that into the construction of City Creek Center.
Where does this put the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as far as its wealth, among other businesses or philanthropic ventures or religious institutions?
It's twice as large as Harvard's endowment, which is about $40 billion. And it's also twice as large as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, one of the largest philanthropic endowments. So it's definitely one of the largest charitable foundations in the world. And it's, you know, approaching the net worth of some of the largest companies. Apple, Google, and Microsoft are all the companies with the largest cash reserves in the world. They all have more than $100 billion. So it's definitely one of the largest concentrations of wealth in the world.
Why would the church be sitting on $100 billion in member tithing and investments?
We don't have a full explanation because the church, when we reach out to them with our story, did not engage us on the specific allegations that are being made. But we spent a lot of time trying to answer this question and going through what the leaders of the church have said, and also looking at what the leaders of the investment fund said in reaction to this. One of the leaders of this investment fund told the whistleblower that the reason for amassing this wealth was to prepare for the second coming of Christ, and that this is a stockpile that is going to be necessary for the future. This is backed up in what the church leaders have said over the years, is that, you know, they are preparing for the future.
If this goes forward and sort of meets out, what laws are the church potentially violating, and what might it be on the hook for?
There's no kind of easy answer to what the IRS will do here, whether they actually would proceed with an audit. But, you know, the tax expert that we spoke to said that, you know, there are legitimate concerns here, that if this is a fund that is claiming to be tax exempt under the terms of a 501c3 organization, that it's supposed to be doing some kind of good in the world in exchange for this tax-exempt status. If the IRS looks at this, decides that the fund is not meeting that obligation, it could revoke the tax-exempt status. It could potentially go and seek back taxes on income, but potentially going forward, revoking the tax-exempt status of this fund would be a significant burden that it certainly hasn't had to deal with before.